Boy, without the audio cuts in there, that is long. Hello and welcome to another belated version of the PlayStationShow.com podcast. I am, as always, BSmith3258, joined this week by a very special, very female guest, Redfield304. Redfield, how you doing?
I am doing great. Glad to be back.
Fantastic. For one show, and then we'll see you, what, about New Year's?
Yeah, a maybe? Couple months. Thanksgiving.
Sounds great. We also have, of course, Franchise. Franchise, how you doing?
I'm okay today.
Did we let you down last night?
No.
Because I'd like to say, for the record, I went on Twitter, the Twitterverse, and said that I was sorry I couldn't do the show. Zapata direct messaged me like 4 hours earlier and said he couldn't do the show. I did it in public, folks. It's not all my fault. Zapata may be here. Zapata?
Yeah. What?
Okay, good. And of course, the aforementioned hider of his shame, Emilio Zapata. Zapata, how you doing?
What?
Yesterday, Zapata, direct message rather than live tweet.
Yeah, that's personal.
You just want me to take the fall for you.
I just tried to keep it on the DL.
I had everybody blame me.
I didn't blame anybody.
Oh, no.
Except for Franchise and Zapata.
I can't get blamed because I never show up anyway.
Yeah, exactly. We couldn't blame Redfield. That would be very, very, very difficult. So we're going to bring you an abbreviated show today. Probably no mailbag.
Labor Day Super Show.
Zapata, I have to talk softly and I have to watch a baby monitor. There will be no Super Show, as it were. But, you know, we'll talk about what we've been playing. We'll talk to Redfield because we haven't seen her. Talked to her in months. I know she's at least been playing Draw Something. I know that for a fact. So, and cheating too, just like my wife, by putting words in Draw Something. Why are you playing Draw Something if you're putting words in Draw Something, Redfield?
It's just so fun. I can't help it. And I come up with really ridiculous things to draw instead of something simple. So I make it all elaborate and then I put words.
You cheat. That's what you do.
But the word that it is.
Okay. That's vaguely true. So Redfield, my understanding is you're back in West Virginia.
I am.
Back home.
Home. In a city, but not real. It's not a real city, but they call it a city.
How big is it?
37,000 population.
What's your lower bound for calling it a city?
Does it have a stadium?
We don't no.
Population, Zapata. I'm asking you for a population number.
Well, that's how I determine if something's a city. Does it have a stadium?
You're doing a stadium population count?
Yeah.
Okay. Idiot.
Zero stadiums here.
I would say 100K. No, you have to be 100K to be called a city.
Minor league baseball and a football stadium.
So, okay, we have three major stadiums here. Well, not major, but we have three big stadiums.
So are you letting Franchise say he lives in the city, Zapata?
He does. He lives in the city.
Good enough.
I don't live in a city, but I live next to a city.
I don't live next to a city either.
So you're out in BFE.
I'm just out there, yeah.
We have a ice arena and a minor league baseball park. Are we a city, Zapata?
I didn't say arena. I said a stadium.
Baseball stadium count?
No, that sounds like a baseball field.
Does Baylor's new stadium count?
No, not even close.
Not since RG3 left. Doesn't count anymore.
Now Franchise only has two.
Exactly. All right, Redfield, I'm not going to pry into your personal life. You're free to disclose anything you like, but how is it being back home?
It's good and bad. Some of the pressure's off because I moved back here by myself, but I live with my mother and her boyfriend, and I also work for them now, so.
What do you do?
I am being trained to be a dental assistant.
Okay.
Super fun.
Well, gotta have a job to do.
Yeah, but the first I'm really nervous about it. I was supposed to help for the first time do a filling, and before he came in the room, I knocked over a whole tray of sterilized instruments and then bashed my head on the corner of a computer. So I didn't help with that.
Yeah, that would not fill you with a great deal of confidence. But you have good reason to be nervous. The mouth is a filthy, filthy place. So Zapata, I hear you're back home too.
Yeah.
So why couldn't you do it yesterday, Zapata?
Oh, it just wasn't a good day for me. Can we just leave it at that? I don't want to have to move to West Virginia is all I'm saying.
Back home as in Michigan, or are you still in Indiana?
I was just being glib.
Oh, I was like, what? I thought he moved back to Michigan. That would be awful.
If it's possible to have a glib non sequitur, that's what that was right there. So you had wife problems yesterday, huh, Zapata?
Yeah.
I got home about 15 minutes before we were supposed to start, and I was like, yep, I'm not doing a podcast tonight. So, franchise?
Yes, sir.
Have you recovered from the TPS NFL football draft? Well, you can listen to the post-draft podcast, but do you feel solid for this year?
My team is really good.
All right. That's solid.
You know, there was a lot of, I don't know, comments made about my team. Racial comments.
Racial would be the tone that I would use, yes. So, all right, Zapata, play some news music, because I'm assuming I'm going to allow you one news story.
News music. Got it.
News. So, Zapata, what do you got? I figure you got to have something, right?
Well, as you know, PAX is going on this last few days, and the biggest news out of PAX is Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, the next installment in the greatest video game franchise in the history of humanity. Have you seen the trailer, the 10-minute trailer for this?
This is why I don't do news with Zapata.
Why?
That's why I hate doing news with Zapata.
Metal Gear Ground Zeroes.
I don't give
Zeroes.
A damn about Metal Gear.
No, I know a lot of people that are pretty excited about it.
You know the wrong people then.
They're
stop
pretty alright.
Stop seeing those people.
No,
I don't mind
hanging
out with them.
This is huge, and they deserve to be excited because this is the game we've been waiting for. An open world Metal Gear. The rain, I'm not lying here, looks like real rain. That is exciting.
Does it have sand that looks like real sand?
Who knows? No spoilers.
Yeah, exactly.
We only got to see 10 minutes.
They didn't want to reveal their very advanced sand tech. So, Zapata, you have anything more to say about that?
I can't wait. It is the follow-up to Peace Walker. I'm having trouble here because, as you know, I'm playing Metal Gear 3 Peace Walker.
I didn't know that about
And
you.
I was gonna go to Metal Gear Solid on PS1, but now that Ground Zeroes is coming out, I'm gonna have to wait. Once I beat Peace Walker, yeah, I'm going to have to wait till 2015 because I have to play it in order. Got to complete the saga.
You're going to re-virginize yourself for Metal Gear, kind of?
Yes.
I thought completing the saga was supposed to be Metal Gear Solid 4. Wasn't that supposed to complete the saga?
Yeah.
And what happened to that cross-platform game they were going to do? Wasn't that going to complete the saga?
Oh, no, that's not part of canon. That's out of scope.
Non-canonical.
Yeah, that does not count.
Idiots. Okay, so I have a good douche, no douche that I was going to put on Twitter a few days ago, but I decided against it.
Does it have anything to do with getting your eyebrows done and getting a bikini wax if you're a guy? Derek, guy.
I saw that on Twitter. Yeah, let me ask you this about a good, this is a whole douche, no douche segment now since we now have two topics. Do you pluck the unibrow, Zapata?
No.
You just let it grow in solid?
I was going to trademark that before the brow trademarked it.
Okay.
I was going to be the original brow, but he took it before I could complete my section.
Yeah. No, I mean my wife had me start to do that when we
really?
First started dating, so I now pluck the unibrow.
It's going to get worse, though.
That's an old wise tale, Zapata.
It's going to.
It will not get worse.
It's an old wise tale, Zapata.
It's going to grow thicker than your outside brow.
You're now doing a Seinfeld episode, Zapata, and it's not good. Not good at all. Franchise?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a unibrow?
You an eyebrow plucker?
No.
Let it grow?
Don't need it.
Okay. God bless you. Redfield, unibrow
yes.
on a man, is that a turnoff for you? Since you're once again in the market, I assume.
It is more than a little bit of a turnoff.
Okay, so in other words, you would not have sex with Zapata.
Wait, what if I was bald and I had a unibrow? What if I was bald and I had a unibrow?
No, still wouldn't work.
A comb over.
Yeah, what if I had a comb over and my unibrow got split by the comb over
vaginas dry up across the country as you
Nevada. Fair enough. Who knew?
Who knew that a comb over and a unibrow were unattractive?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess a fair number of people. Take a stab at that.
Huh.
Is what I'm going to say.
I'm shocked.
All right, so my douche or no douche. Naming, having clever names for your playlists on your iPod. Douche or no douche?
Oh, no douche.
No douche.
Okay, that's fair. I would have thought you guys would have gone the other way. Franchise, you want to say anything on that one?
That is a no douche.
Okay, so apparently we all have clever names for our playlists.
Yeah.
We're not willing to judge.
I got my travel mix. I got my extended travel mix. I got my extended travel mix.
Tell me that those three do not actually exist.
Clever names.
That's actually not that clever.
I feel the need to pull up iTunes now because the only one I can think of is my work it out when I'm working out.
Oh, because you got to work it out. I get it.
Get out.
I got the hot stuff playlist.
The hot stuff.
Yeah.
What's in that playlist?
I don't think I could get to it without, actually maybe I could. No, I couldn't. I couldn't get to it without stopping Skype. So. Well,
cruising for a bruising.
That's an actual playlist?
For when you go out driving, you go cruising.
Okay, that actually does fall into the under the category of
And I have some road tripping mixes.
You're tripping on the road. I get it. Yeah.
Alright. Now I have a crying 7 month old, so my time here may be short. Alright, so let's tie it up. Redfield, we haven't talked to you in months, Redfield.
Yes.
What you've been playing, doing, anything. We want to know what Redfield's been doing.
I have been drinking a lot more than I drank in Cincinnati.
Not good, Redfield.
I went to a party last weekend and had to throw up for the first time, and I can't remember how long. That was pretty fun.
So Redfield, we're you know, returning home doesn't seem to have established a healthy habits.
I just want to know if she does any abnormal things when she drinks that much.
Abnormal things.
Like if somebody threw a pole in front of you, what would you do with it if you had been drinking per se?
Well, I mean, if
hold
on. I mean, it's a pole that is throwable, so couldn't I throw it back and impale someone?
I guess.
That's probably what I would
do.
That's
what you wanted to do with it.
Good answer. It's a good answer, Redfield. Don't support.
I'm not much of a dancer.
You don't have you ever listened to the Elton John song Tiny Dancer? Is that on the Cruisin' for a Bruisin' playlist?
No, but I am obsessed with that song, yeah.
It's a great song.
I'm going to send you a playlist. It's called Gangster Smashing.
Is that really a playlist on your iPod?
That is really a playlist.
Could I pull off that playlist on my iPod?
Oh, but I can send it to you. I don't think
No.
I don't think I could.
Do you think that I would like it?
Do I think you would like it? No, because it degrades women.
I have huge issues with that. Please don't send that to me.
Please send
It degrades women in a way.
Well, let me ask.
That's endearing.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Is that what it says?
Oh, no. We don't go that far.
Let me ask you, a franchise, because I believe this to be an important distinction. Does it objectify women, or does it actually degrade women?
That's a good question. I'll give you a title.
Okay.
He's got to go smoke and listen to it again. Then he'll have your answer.
Here's one. Come here, bitch.
That's getting more towards degrade, I would say. Well, kind of spiked into that territory a little bit.
How about beat it up?
That's degrade again, I think I'm going to say.
Oh, how about can I hit it?
That would be objectify, I think. I think you spiked.
Wait, is it talking about disciplining a child?
No.
Let's hope not. Let's hope there's not a rap song.
It falls in line with Come Here, Bitch, or even the song called Just the Tip.
Are you running for Congress in Missouri? It's not that.
One would never know.
Yeah, I guess not. So, Redfield, besides, frankly, alarming that you had answered drinking as what you've been doing lately, but anything else we should know about?
Drinking, working, I've been spending a lot of time with my sister and my nephews, so watch out on my Twitter for lots of weird pictures of them.
Okay.
How about space brownies?
No brownies.
I don't know what to make of that. I know I couldn't pull off space brownies on my iPod.
Oh, no. This is Redfield. Some space brownies.
Those type of space brownies.
No space brownies. However, a guy told me that he could get them, but same guy. Total dick. Let me put this out there and see what you guys think of him, because you're going to think he's really nice.
So this is potentially another douche or no douche.
Yes.
Okay.
So, on my birthday, I just told everybody I'm just going out with my sisters. The three of us went to this bar alone, and we're sitting in this booth. Mm-hmm. Some guy sends over a shot for one of my sisters. Am I a little jealous? Yes, because nobody sent me over a drink before, ever in my life. And it's my birthday, and I'm just like, oh, that sucks. Then he comes over and sits in the booth with us, proceeds to chat everyone up, then lays this out there. Oh, I'm so lucky I get to sit here with two beautiful Italian girls and the birthday girl.
Wow. Yeah.
Douche or no douche?
Wait. I appreciate what he did there.
Of course you do.
I understand why you would get offended, but that is pretty slick move.
And he paid for their bills.
Did he pay for your bill?
I didn't have a bill, but he didn't know that. He didn't ask me if I had a bill. He just took theirs from them.
Well, he knew what he wanted, though. You gotta give him credit, right?
No, you don't.
He knew what he wanted, and he was doing everything that he thought to get what he wanted.
But it was really mean.
But no, if he had done it the right way, he would have paid for everybody, and then he wouldn't have. How could I put this? He would not have excluded Redfield. He would have had her in there some kind of way. Like, wow, I'm at a table with a bunch of beautiful women. Even if you think to the contrary of that,
exactly.
Well, let me ask you: does he queer the deal by just saying, well, I mean, first of all, with the thing he actually said to Redfield, but two beautiful women, if he actually has eyes on one of these women, doesn't he queer the deal with that one by saying two beautiful women, like he's spreading his efforts around? It's been a long time since I've run game.
No.
But
no.
Let me ask you that.
No, he doesn't.
I think that's just kind of trying to cast your net and see if you can pull in anything.
Whoever gets trapped.
Leave this one out of the net. You're not even interested in dragging up this old tire from the bottom.
That's how I feel. If you're trying to call yourself a player or whatever, you're not going to go in there and say, okay, I'm going to go after the big fish first. You don't do that. Only clowns do that. Okay. First off, I'm going to go after the best one. No, you make the one that you don't think is the best. In your opinion, you schmooze up to that one and let the other two, you know, the second and the third.
Oh, I see what you're saying, Franchise. So he did catch Redfield in the net.
No, he did.
He pissed me off.
No, you wanted him to want you, so that means then you wanted him.
But he wasn't attractive.
Yeah.
That was like a slap in the face. It's like a roundabout way of saying, oh, you're ugly.
Then that's when you should have dismissed him, you know, in a roundabout way and been like, oh, wow, we're having a private party here for my birthday.
No, well, that's not her place.
I wasn't very nice to him for the rest of the night. And then I wanted to go home early.
Why didn't you call him a clown?
That's not a word that popped in my head.
You should have called him a clown. Guys don't like that. Can I get an agreement on that?
What about Bozo?
Get out of here, Bozo.
Are you going to accept that?
I think I would have laughed if somebody said that.
Yeah, if Bozo's running the game, you call him a clown. He's not going to care. He's just going to take that in stride.
Well, if Bozo's running the game, then you call him a man. Then he'll get pissed off.
I don't know. I think he might like that, too. Or John Wayne Gacy, for that matter. He dresses as a clown. So, here you
go. Also, pro tip. Don't let your driver's licenses expire before you go get them renewed. I had to spend from 10 a.m. till after 4 p.m. at the DMV taking a permit test and then taking a driving test in the car because my license was 2 days expired.
Ooh,
can't you just mail that in? Like ours is just mail it in.
Well, I was switching from Ohio to West Virginia.
Oh, that's right.
ours is you go on the internet and do it here.
How do you get a new picture?
You don't.
What?
No. Same picture.
Have you had a driver's license in West Virginia before?
Yeah, but like right when I turned 21.
They would still have that on file.
Well, I don't know then.
Who knows?
I had to do my permit and my driving test,
and
I was so scared.
Did you pass with flying colors?
Yes.
Pro tip, use a small car.
Well, I use the car that I drive every day.
Is that an effort at being green? Sustainable?
A small car?
Franchise is sustainable. He wants us to use small cars.
No, he wants you to be able to fit in the parallel parking spot without hitting anything.
Can you do a driver's test on, like, a four-wheeler?
I think you have to on some places.
I don't know what those places would be. This has been a great video game show so far, guys.
I think Mississippi counts.
Maybe. Franchise, let's bring it back to video games. You been playing any video games?
Barely. Okay. But I've been on Madden 13.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Is it worthwhile? Should I buy it? Franchise, the only thing I played Madden for was the franchise mode. Do you feel the franchise mode is robust enough for me to go out and buy Madden?
I actually like this year's version.
Okay.
Over all of the new engine that they're using is beautiful.
Okay.
To say the least. It's like really actually watching a football game. Like mm-hmm. if you get tangled up in, like say if you're watching the game and the running back is, you know, going up the gut, so to speak, and he gets tangled up, you know, like on previous Maddens, you could just, you know, go up to it and he'll stand behind him and then he'll run around. Not this one. If you run up behind a lineman at full speed, you will knock yourself backwards and fall on the ground. They've really stepped up their game with this one.
I simulate all the games, and I immediately regret bringing up video games. I apologize. I apologize to our audience.
We can talk about how I've gotten a couple of people to start playing Dead Space.
Who?
Is that still a game? Is it still a game?
I just like to go watch people play it. It's exciting, like a scary movie.
Wow. B. Smith, you didn't like my
Yeah, I see. I regret. And Franchise, let me just say for the record, when you were bringing up your objectify versus degrade topic, fantastic stuff. Gold. That's why I do podcasting.
I love Madden Talk.
Oh, God. Terrible.
I love it just a little bit more than Dead Nation Talk. Wait, what? Dead Space Talk.
Dead Space. Yeah, well, that's not much of a great series.
It was just an analysis on the engine and how much it changed.
How about Battlefield 3 next?
Oh, Battlefield 3. God, what? They ruined that game. That game's terrible.
Wait, what happened? You loved it, like, yesterday.
No. It's so good.
No. They ruined it with the server browser thing. I can't get on an official server. I gotta play on somebody's junky...
They just quintupled the servers. Official servers.
That's right. You should go on the BZT server.
Well, is it always up and running?
It's always up and running.
Are there always people in it?
There's always people in it.
You gotta favorite those.
And then we have the PlayStation Show server.
Zapata, were they really running a retooling of the official servers?
Yeah, they did. They tripled it. So now they have four official servers.
Okay. Maybe I'll check again, but video games have passed me by. I'm not good enough to play either Battlefield or Modern Warfare 3. I tried. Terrible.
You know what? Forget about those, because everyone is getting on Black Ops 2. Everything's gonna get reset. Everyone's gonna be on a level playing field. They have totally... Have you seen the new article in Game Informer about Black Ops 2?
No.
Classes. It's going to be amazing. You need to get this.
It's going
to
be an amazing simulator.
I probably will.
Not.
Franchise, are you going to go with Medal of Honor rather than...
I am.
Okay. Zapata?
No.
Okay. I should have seen that coming.
If there's one person who's going to help keep EA in business...
It's going to be Franchise. Okay. Fair enough.
Season
I'm reading new books about capitalism, guys. You want to hear about those?
No.
It's fantastic stuff.
No.
I'm reading about J.P. Morgan.
According to my freshman sociology professor, capitalism is an evil snake that needs to have its head cut off.
Oh, gosh. Your freshman sociology teacher is a terrible person.
J.P. Morgan was a crook.
Potentially, yeah.
No, he was.
Potentially. Under some values of crook.
Yeah.
What about Jay Gould? How do you feel about him?
Another crook. They're okay. All a bunch Third of crooks.
Guy. What about Carnegie?
Isn't that the meaning behind capitalist is crook?
No.
I think it is, actually.
It's overly reductionist at 4 minutes in, or 4 minutes left. I can't even defend capitalism at this point. But I'll get you the name of the book I'm reading. It's fantastic. Good stuff. You guys should, I'll go buy a copy. I considered buying a 43-hour John Pierpont Morgan book on tape.
Shoot it over to me. I'll read it.
The Tycoons, How Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, Jay Gould. I'm running into an issue of not having enough screen space. Fantastic stuff, guys. Get on it. Run. Don't walk to your Kindle app, is what I tell you. Other than that, I haven't been doing much.
Really?
Season 12 of America's Test Kitchen is available on Amazon Instant Stream if you're a Prime member.
No.
Get on it.
No.
It's good stuff.
Speaking of Amazon.
Okay.
My friend ordered me a book. I've only read one chapter, so I can't talk about it yet. It's a newer Michael Crichton book called Micro. And we went to Books A Million. It was $30.
Wow.
Because they only have it on hardback. And wow. I said, no, I'm not paying that much for a book. And he ordered it for me on his Amazon Prime for $10 and free shipping.
Hmm.
So that seems like a worthwhile investment.
Yeah, Prime is a great investment. I love my Prime. Crichton books. Zapata, you ever read any Michael Crichton?
Yeah. Andromeda?
Yep, Andromeda Strain?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I've read several. Is it Redfield? Are you a fan?
I like a couple things. I mean, I liked Jurassic Park, and then I liked this one he wrote called Prey.
Okay. I think I've heard of that one. I never read it. Terminal Man was a good book. The Spear, also a very good book. I like Michael Crichton. He's a good author. Franchise? Michael Crichton?
No, sir.
Why not?
Been too busy to read.
Jurassic Park franchise.
Saw the movies.
Okay.
The third one was the best.
All right, what else do you guys want to talk about? Because I'll give you maybe another 10 minutes. I don't have either a crying baby or an angry
wife?
Three-year-old. Well, the wife isn't home yet. She had to work today, like your wife, Zapata.
Suck ass.
Yeah, pretty much. So she's only working a half day, though, so I only have half the day to myself. So.
It's a good deal. At least you get half the day to yourself.
Not really. I have to take care of the two boys.
You have kids.
It's hardly to myself. So, Redfield, what else do you want to talk about? You've been gone for so long. I hear you hate the new site.
Just the chat.
Chat. Can we get a new chat program?
Hey, wait. Let's do this. Do you guys do shots? Need a favorite shot?
No.
I
don't do shots.
You're gonna have to do a shot sometime. I'm gonna tell you what's really good.
I've avoided it for 36 years.
Sometime. I'm gonna come up there and pour liquor down your throat.
Wow.
What's it gonna be?
I don't know.
Jose Cuervo?
Try a redheaded slut.
Yeah.
How about Jack Daniel?
Everyone needs to try one of those franchise.
Maker's Mark?
I've been doing shots of Jameson with a little bit of butterscotch schnapps on top, and it tastes like a pancake. So good. And chocolate cake shots, vodka with Frangelico. Tastes like chocolate cake, for real. Crazy. So good.
Redfield? Maybe we want to stay on the bar. Maybe.
You know, I bought a big handle jug of sangria yesterday for $14.
So, off-brand, buy-bulk sangria. Maybe.
Yes.
Have you heard of the 12 steps?
I don't apologize, so that program's not for me.
Okay. Well, maybe you should apologize.
I've never done anything wrong.
Very good, Zapata. Very good. Zapata, we got important things to discuss on air.
Oh, okay. Let's do
it. With you doing a now weekly NFL show. By the way, people, check it out. The TPSN NFL update. Just
it's one of
quality
the,
football content.
It's one of the two posts on the beta website.
I posted this morning. I think you're up to four.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to do this as a bi-weekly show, Zapata? Can you handle that? Or is the wife going to spit fire at you? Throw a bottle of off-brand sangria at your head.
Those are heavy.
I think I'm okay.
Watch out.
It was just... There was a lot going on because the website went down and I'm trying to get it set back up and,
okay.
You know, it was just busy and I was on the computer constantly.
We did not get any emails this week, but you people will get a reprieve because we also screwed you on of having your show on your normal day. But if we do not get any new emails.
I broke it, but I fixed it again.
2 weeks from now. So let's see. 2 weeks from now would be the 15th? I think it's the 15th.
Yeah, 15th.
If we do not get any new emails by the 15th, that's it. End of the show. Zapata, what else do you want to talk about?
Dark Nation says he has balls, so we can talk about that.
He has balls. He's a man, right?
Yeah, I think.
How's that a topic?
He's Canadian. Who knew they had balls?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Franchise? Are you looking at football next weekend, Franchise?
I am.
I am too.
Forget football. That's for the TPS NFL. Let's talk about BZT.
The only thing I was going to say,
turning their back on their community and changing their clan name. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you mean because they're no longer Rough Riders anymore?
No. Well, no, they have their own BZT clan, but okay. They're going to change their name from that. And I have a lot of good ideas.
I've read this list and they're horrible.
No, they're good. Beastman.
No, they're horrible. We don't even want to talk about that.
WHTE as the clan tag.
No,
that's what you tweeted, Beastman.
That's what I tweeted, huh?
Yeah, that's what you tweeted.
Huh.
I thought that was a great clan tag.
It's horrible. This is horrible. We're not changing the clan name to clarify everything. It's not changing. He just wants to change the acronym. You know what I mean?
I saw another one that I tweeted, EMO. E-M-O. Is that good, Franchise?
Is Austin going to come back for that?
What, you said EMO?
EMO.
How about hell no?
That's not bad.
Well, if you go with the email, your EMO plan name, you could easily... You could easily twink people, Franchise. They would underestimate you.
Yeah, but if we go with emo, will we use E. Diddy's picture?
Whoa!
We'd use Austin's picture, wouldn't we? I mean, that would be more in line with the show. Hey, Franchise, what happens with the Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast when nobody's playing Battlefield? You guys just gonna talk about first person shooters?
Battlefield's gonna keep going. I mean, we get people. I'm serious. I get people inviting me all the time. They're like, I heard the podcast, love the show, man. When are you going to do another podcast? I get Twitter hits every day about it. And I'm just like, as soon as everything is rectified, I will get you guys a show. And now it's all rectified somewhat, and I can post shows, and we can do something about that. But it's still going, and more people and more people and more people are joining every day, and they're, you know, the BZT server's always going.
Okay.
So, I mean, that thing's not going to go anywhere. That thing is a nice $60 investment.
Well, I'm going to be going other places as soon as XCOM Enemy Unknown comes out.
Really?
Freudian slip? Are you thinking about getting an Xbox?
It's not that Freudian, Redfield. I hate the PlayStation. Sony laid a dump with this console. They are traitors to their consumers.
Oh, you're just a hater. Stop being such a hater.
The PlayStation is the unibrow of consoles.
Wow, he sounds like giddy right now.
It's the comb over of home entertainment. If you like the PlayStation, you have to question your mental capacity.
This is the PlayStation show.
I love this troll.
It's a mistake on our part, I think.
This is a nice troll.
It's a mistake on our part. So I don't have anything else to talk about, guys. Redfield, really? It was a pleasure having you on. Is Saturday night, is that a bad night for you?
Usually I go out now and drink, so.
Can't you do it on Fridays and Sunday nights?
Sunday would be better than Friday.
I don't know. I don't
like
Sunday.
I tried to show up last night.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. Zapata, it would be nice if Zapata would apologize too, but
I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I was pretty drunk, so it would have been bad for me to be on there anyway. I'm not drunk right now.
Okay, well, that's good. So we'll see you. Franchise, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I got an iPhone 4S.
Yeah, that was a mistake, Franchise.
I want one of those.
There's a new phone coming out in 3 weeks, Franchise.
I don't care about the new
stuff.
He just needs a Siri. He wants someone to talk to. Get over it.
No, I don't.
He can ask Siri as many times as he wants. What's
Siri
the best battlefield?
Does Siri understand you, Franchise?
I've tried Siri. Siri doesn't answer any questions.
Does Siri speak Ebonics?
What?
I'm just asking.
I'm going to ask Siri right now. Do you speak Ebonics?
Ask her. See what she says.
It's not as if thousands of podcasts haven't done this segment before. So
yeah, it says, okay, how about web search for speak Ebonics?
So it doesn't work, is what you're saying.
Yeah, Siri sucks.
Siri sucks. Here.
All right. Well, that's all from us. Siri does suck. The PlayStation sucks. Battlefield's probably just about dead.
Here's Siri.
She's rebutting.
Can you ask her if PlayStation sucks?
Hold on, I'm gonna ask her.
This is great. Siri talk.
Siri, does PlayStation suck?
I found 12 toy stores. 8 of them are fairly close to you.
Apparently Siri says buy PlayStation.
Wow.
I think that's sound advice.
Siri is a blonde.
You think?
Oh yeah.
All right. So that's all. Siri's a blonde, folks. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Write emails or else there's not going to be any show. Have a great 2 weeks.
No, we got to give them something to play.
Oh, God.
Something to do.
Let's play
Dirt 3. Play piano.
Let's all play Dirt 3. We love that game.
I finished it. I'm done with it.
Really? Did you trade it in?
No, I can't get any value for it.
No, 50% trade in this week at GameStop.
I don't want to
stop.
No, it's trade in Battlefield 3 weekend.
I don't want to.
No, stop.
Everyone is trading in Battlefield 3 and Dirt 3. And Mortal Kombat Vita and Unit 3 Vita.
This sounds
Unit 13?
Yeah, Unit 13 Vita.
E-Diddy has a nice list of trade-ins, doesn't he?
And he does.
Don't you know that E-Diddy gets a game like Dirt and he keeps it for probably 2 or 3 weeks?
Hey, I can make $5 on Dirt 3, I'm going to make $5 on Dirt 3.
If he can make $5 the hard way, he's going to make it.
Yep.
So, all right, Zapata, besides trading games in, what are you going to give him to play or do?
I'm going to give him something to play. Hold on, I'm loading up my Steam list.
Okay, load him up.
I just bought a triple pack. BioShock, BioShock 2, and what's that new game by 2K? Come on, somebody. Spec Ops The Line. Spec Ops The Line.
Yeah, of course, on the tip of my tongue.
I can't believe you guys didn't know that. It is so good. It is the shooter we've been waiting for. Third person. It's like BioShock, but good. You know how BioShock was good and everyone loved it, but they were wrong? Well, this is what BioShock should have been.
I just asked Siri, were your game picks terrible? And they said, no comment, Kevin.
Even Siri
that was
knows.
The first correct response.
Yeah. So Spec Ops The Line, it's on sale on Amazon. It's a Steam code. Get it. I got all those three games for $20. Are you kidding me? You couldn't steal those games for $20.
Who would want to?
Not me. I'm going to say read The Tycoons. Fantastic book so far. I'm 15% into it. Can't put it down. Franchise?
Yes, sir.
Give them something to play. Something or do.
I'm trying to get people together for NCAA 13 and Madden 13. So if there's anybody out there that wants to play.
I'll play if you do Madden 12 and NCAA 12. I'm in. I mean, write me down. Pencil me in. I'll pencil you in.
Stuff he already thinks he's good at.
Yeah.
What? I'll pencil you in on those. Because we all know that you go and get the game a year after it comes out.
Yeah, but not a year after. I get it a year later, but not a year later. Because I'll get it right when the other one comes out. So that's technically
later. Yeah, Madden 13 came out a year and a couple of weeks after Madden 12. So it was over a year.
All right. Redfield, it was lovely having you back on the show. Can you give them something to play or do that's not related to drinking in any way?
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, sorry.
I guess read Michael Crichton's Micro.
Okay. I can
it's delicious.
That.
And eat space brownies.
If you can get them, eat them.
That's always been my policy. I guess that's all from us this week. Don't listen to Zapata, folks. It's a bad idea. Have a great 2 weeks. We'll see you in a while. Bye.
Am I supposed to have ending music?
No, it's not necessary.
Let me ask Siri, should you have ending music?
Yeah, let's do that.
Is there supposed to be ending music?
Siri, is there supposed to be ending music? Siri's not listening. Here we go, one more time.
Tell her she's a bitch.
Music.
Searching for Siri, is there ending music?
Oh, you can't say her name. She doesn't like it when you say her name.
Yeah, she put it on search. Fuck you, Siri.
That's not nice.
Yeah, I'm not a nice guy when it comes to that. Answer my questions or get out of my way.
That's degrading.
Is that a title of your new rap single?
That's the title of my new album. be on the
Do we want to move the show to Sunday to accommodate Redfield?
As long as it's after 8.
Man, no, talking about? This is football season. I'm sorry, franchise. Oh. Or, excuse me, not franchise. Redfield.
I'm sorry, franchise.
Yeah. Well, Redfield. Come on, get Saturday nights. Take a night off from drinking. Or drink at home.
I do that sometimes, but I just am not as much fun when I drink anymore.
It sounds like a desperate life, Redfield.
I can't think of anything better to do, so.
You could do bocce ball.
Yeah, bocce ball. I was thinking about buying a set.
You come hang out with me and eat space brownies.
When I come to Texas, better believe it. I'm trying to save up some money. I have some bills to pay off, and then I'm going to try to go to Denver.